Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Lee Branham being back on the show. Lee is a principal of Keeping the People Incorporated. He's the author of a number of books, including The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and also Re-Engage. And he's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you again, Jim.
Well, good to have you back, Lisa. More than 7-year member of our Brain Trust. Lee, one of the most interesting topics that we talk about here on the show is how many different is the dynamics between the generations in the marketplace today, in the workforce today. We've got more generations actively, you know, pursuing a career in the workplace today than ever in my lifetime. What do you think?
Yeah. That's right. We have four, but we have a fifth generation coming up, which they're calling either the Linksters or Generation Z. And I haven't figured out which one is.
What are we going to do when shouldn't we have started out with an L or M or something? We're running out of letters here pretty soon.
We're going to have to start over again at A.
I guess the
next one comes. Yeah, but the reason we have so many more generations in the workplace is because the pace of change is quickening so
right.
much. That so much new technology happens that the younger generations get used to it and they define themselves by their competence in it and by other social things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, back when, you know, I was coming up in the years ago, we had two generations, the traditionalists and
right.
the boomers.
That's right.
And then the Xers came along, and they were born in 1965, and then the Millennials started being born in about 80 to 82, and about 95, we had this younger generation being born, and they're entering the workforce now. So,
right. I've got a nephew that's doing some work for me now. He's probably between 16 and 17, and he's one of those Linksters.
Yeah. Do you notice a difference between the Millennials and the Linksters yet?
Not yet. I haven't got that far into it. I do see the difference between Gen Y and Gen X. There are some differences, and there are some things that are not different about them.
But
both of those two are significantly different from baby boomers. But yet we weren't that much different, Lee, from the traditionalists.
Well, there's a couple of things that have to be said from the outset, and that is, based on my research into what drives employees to be motivated and engaged, basically all human beings want the same 7 things, and I talk about those in my book.
Right.
So we have a lot more in common than we have differences, and you have people, like I have two sons who are millennials. They're ages 31 and 29. They're very different in terms of what they want, but they have a whole lot in common because of the times they grew up in.
Right,
and I just think we need to remember that as we go through this. The other thing that needs to be said is that every generation deserves to see the world the way it sees it because of the times it grew up in.
Right.
Okay, and I'm not apologizing for all their behavior because of that. I'm just saying it explains a lot that millennials grew up watching their parents lose their jobs.
Right,
and they look at that and they say, "Why would I ever expect full-time employment anywhere?" So
mm-hmm.
they've got their parachute packed at all times, and they're
mm-hmm.
much more open. They don't think like the boomers think, job changing puts you behind.
Right.
Or like their grandparents thought, job changing carries a stigma with it. They don't think that anymore, neither Xers nor millennials.
It is interesting to see how those things are different. And if you think about it, look at how much the way our parents were, how much like them we are. I mean, we're different than them, but there's not that much different between their world and our world. But as we go younger, and as you know, it's as if the expectations are becoming more compressed, And I think Gen Xers are much different than that between us and them and baby boomers than we were with the traditionalists. What do you think?
I think that's true because when they were born 65, you know, when they were growing up in 75 and 80, you know, there was a lot of social change going on.
Yep.
So they were growing up amidst that, and we were older and used to a lot of that.
Now what's fun is to see the Gen Xers and the Gen Ys, the disconnect between those two. If you've ever seen that happen, that's really funny. Hey, Lee, I need to take a quick break. Can you give us your website, please?
Oh, okay. It's keepingthepeople.com.
Lee Branham and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about the generations, and he and I disagree on some of this. So we're going to have a very spirited discussion, if not a debate, after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.